Radio St. Pete welcomes Brian J. Hughes, one of my favorite jazz musicians in town, better known as part of the crew. Welcome, Brian.
Hey, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
You know, Brian, you have done so much. I want to start with some of the things that are coming up. Let me just mention Radio St. Pete is a partner with both the Clearwater Jazz Holiday and the Suncoast Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. In November, you're at both.
Yeah, so tomorrow, actually, the 19th, it's going to be right here at the Factory here in St. Petersburg, and that's going to be a big summer jam, a jazz jam that has a lot of local great acts and musicians, singers, they're all coming out, and we're going to have a great jam.
And Floridian Social, still a Sunday home away from home. Tell us about that.
Yes, ma'am. 6 to 9 every Sunday is Sunday Night Jazz at the Floridian Social Club. We have the crew, which features Alejandro Arenas on the bass, John O'Leary on the piano, Jean Balduc on the drums, and the one and only James Suggs on the trumpet.
Unbelievable. And then once a month you are at Horse and Jockey?
Horse and Jockey is going to be next week, the 25th of July, and we always have our very, very special guest, Mr. John Lamb, and we're doing a big video shoot with him this coming jam on the 25th. It's going to be fun.
John Lamb turned how old?
He turned 90 last year. We did a huge celebration over at the Palladium up in Huff Hall, and we just had a ball. There was over 600 people that were in attendance, and man, he had a ball. He had a smile on his face all night long.
So, you know, Brian, you look to me still like you're 21 years old, and I've 22. Known you for so many years. But I think what I didn't know until I did some research for this story is that in the early 90s, you moved to New York City to pursue a career in music, and you played with George Jinda, Shelly Manucci, Bobby Guy. Tell us a little bit. You were raised here.
I was born and raised here. I went up there, you know, because that was a thing to do back then, and I, just by a bunch of happenstance, I ended up meeting George Jinda and ended up becoming very good friends with his piano player, Christoph Spendel. We're still very, very good friends. But we had a great time for about 2 years. We were buddies and just hung out and had a great time experiencing the smooth jazz scene up in New York City.
And you really cultivated your artistic style there. I mean, refining your lyric, your music compositions. I mean, you sing, you write, you compose. Are you formally trained in music, or is this just trial by experience?
Well, funny you should mention that. John Lamb and myself, when I was right out of high school, I was 17 years old, I took a course from John Lamb on bass playing. I was originally a bass player. And that's looking at me like, I didn't know this. So me and John, I've known John for a long, long time. And that was really my only formal training. I've had a ton of what they call just straight up street knowledge from all my musician friends. And, you know, I've learned so much over the years of arranging and composing and producing and been around some really, really talented people. I'm working... All the guys in the crew are so talented, and it just brings me up to a whole nother level. So I'm so happy to be with them.
Well, you know, what's really funny is I remember the days, you know, in the jazz club, because that's when I was in New York, and, you know, you do an hour at CBGB or the Bitter End or Cafe War or the Bottom Line. Mm-hmm. Jazz here is got a few little homes.
Yeah.
So, you know, tell us a little bit about the jazz scene here and also about your brand new CD.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the CD because it's fresh on my mind from this morning, because we just hit our first single, Our Love Is Here to Stay, and it just came out on Spotify and all the streaming platforms, so please take a peek at that. It's our first single off the album The Crew. And as far as the jazz scene here in Tampa and St. Pete, I'm going to just go through my head real quick. Dominic Walker started a brand new place over in Tampa at the Davis Island Coffee Bar. And that's every Friday night from 7:30 to 10. James Suggs has an awesome jazz night. It's every other Wednesday, and that's at Sola Bistro. That is from 8 to 11. And that one is reservations. It's dinner. It's a very, very classy place. You can have an awesome time listening to James. And he brings in the most talented musicians every other week he's got a whole nother lineup, different drummer, different piano, different, you know, all kinds of people, and it's great to listen to. Sunday at the Floridian Social Club, they start at 2 to 5 is Boho Sideshow in the lobby, and then they flip it over to the crew from 6 to 9 on the stage at the Floridian Social Club. We did mention the Horse and Jockey. That's once a month. It's the last Thursday of the month, and that is from 7:30 to 10, and that one, 99% of the time, you're going to see Mr. John Lamb come in and play some songs.
You have gravitated to the American Songbook, and tell us about what you're doing at the Palladium coming up. I'm extremely excited about it.
Okay, so that show is going to be all of the American Songbook, our favorite songs that we're choosing from. It's going to be November 1st. It'll be at the Side Door, and it's got the crew, all my favorite musicians. It's going to be James on trumpet, Jean Balduc on drums, Alejandro Arenas on bass, Jean O'Leary on piano, and we might have a special guest or two, but that one, we're going to pick all of our favorite songs and just run through them that night, tell a few bad jokes, and have a good time.
Did I see that Frank Sinatra's on the list too?
So Sinatra show is coming up in 2 weeks, and that's going to be at the Floridian Social Club. That's August 2nd, and that's a ticketed event. I'm not sure what the opening act will be, but that one is going to be a fun, fun night. Again, that's featuring all the guys from the crew, and that's going to be at the Floridian Social Club. I believe the start time is going to be 8, and we're going to go from 8 to 11 that night, Floridian Social Club.
It's going to be like the Rat Pack all over
again. It's going to be fun. I'm not sure what our dress is going to be, what we're going to wear, but I know the music is going to be banging. It's going to be a lot of fun, swinging.
Unbelievable. We'll be swinging with you. So let's talk a little bit about the originals and the writing. And
okay.
Tell me a little bit about that for you as a creative spirit.
Well, I've released over the years, I'm on my... Well, I released 3 CDs where I wrote all the arrangements and the compositions. So I love writing. The problem is it's very difficult to fund those projects. So recently, with me and the crew, we've actually reworked a lot of the American Songbook. And this first single that we've put out is "Our Love Is Here to Stay." It's written back in the 20s. George and Ira Gershwin, and we twisted it and turned it, and all the guys in the band put their 2 cents in, and it came out. I mean, it's so nice. I'm very, very proud of this single and this song, as well as all the other cuts on the album. We have 9 more songs on it, and it just gave us all this opportunity to be creative and to kind of delve into this American Songbook that we have. And we want to keep it alive. I mean, it's a great asset that we have here.
You know, I think that it's just amazing that this town is really about the American Songbook. You got Paul and Eugenie,
mm-hmm.
right? Our very own Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, this is the town. I think that there's a real, what is it about this music that is so timeless and classic? There's serenity to it, isn't there? And kindness.
Well, yeah, there's peacefulness. There's a great feeling about these compositions that were written, you know, some of them up to 100 years ago. But this was when music was, you know, chords and melody and people sitting in a room and working out the lyric and how it's supposed to go. And then having a band perform it live. It's a big difference than today. A lot of stuff is created, you know, it's generated off of computer and click tracks and other tracks. When you hear live music that was written back then, it captures your soul a little bit more, and it feels a little more natural. And I think that's why some of this generation is actually going back to that, and they're feeling like, hey, they missed out on a little bit of this, and they're kind of reverting back to these songs and these melodies and the way it makes them feel.
Not just the songs, but are you a vinyl guy?
I do. I have a collection of vinyl that I my wife did not want me to keep, but I kept it in a couple of big crates, and I still have them. You do have to be careful when you hold vinyl because of the humidity and the moisture and the heat. So I still have a pretty neat collection. Some very old stuff that I just picked up because I liked the artwork on it, or I just wanted to have it from my youth. So yeah, I do have a vinyl collection. I also have a CD collection. So I'm happy about all that stuff.
How are you using AI in your music creativity these days, or are you just dreading the approach of it? I know that
I don't even think about it.
Good.
It doesn't even come up. It's not even a possibility.
It's a nuisance.
Yeah.
It's a nuisance. So let me just ask you this. Let's talk about music and the next generation, the importance of music in children's lives, in youth's lives. And I know that, of course, Clearwater Jazz Holiday with the education, we just interviewed Frank Williams. Talk to me a little bit about how music transforms young people.
Well, from what I've read and what I've discovered is music, I don't know, it opens up some sort of, you know, pathways to better thinking and thought. And they often say, a lot of these studies with young kids, if you play them music, if you get them involved in music early, it really helps them become more creative and problem solve and all these really interesting things that a lot of people didn't realize was going on back then. And it's all kind of coming back around. I think they realize that, you know, kids beating on pots and pans and, you know, sitting at the piano, it's very helpful for them versus sitting on a screen and trying to play a video game. I don't think that's the best medicine for a young child. I think, music is a great medicine. It's a great teacher for kids and children.
What jazz artists are you listening to nationally and internationally these days? I'm a big Django fan, so I can't get off Django Reinhardt.
Oh, well, that's awesome. You know, Jeff Rupert turned me on to the Django Reinhardt a number of years ago. Yeah, so that's great stuff. But I listen to... You know, I have in my car when I bought this car, I had Sirius XM, and I ended up getting the Sinatra station and real jazz, and I really enjoy listening to so many of the older artists from, you know, Fats Waller and all these great guys that, you know, Nat King Cole. I love all this old stuff. Contemporary wise, you know, for me, some of the best guys are piano players. Like Harry Connick, to me, is, you know, he's one of the best guys. And between singing and composing, arranging, the stuff that he puts out is just amazing. And he's still doing it. He's got such a great bowl of music that he can draw from. He's great.
What do you think is, what's gone on with jazz? I mean, other than Sirius Radio, I mean, we at Radio St. Pete, I don't know if you know this, but we have jazz all night long, every night.
No, that's great. That's great to hear. And I think it's good that, you know, you're putting this back out there. I know we lost a lot of stuff over in Tampa with the USF radio station, and all that stuff went away. And, you know, as a kid growing up here, they used to have two big jazz stations that have all, you know, gone to the wayside. So it's a difficult format to support. I think radio in general is more difficult to support. But I'm so happy that you guys are here and you're, building a foundation to grow from. You certainly have a lot of musicians that are here and ready to do things and communicate and come in and have some fun. I could see a couple of us sitting off to the side doing something here live one day.
Well, you know, our music director, Jay Kolb, is in studio with us today, and he and Joe Bordeaux have done an incredible job. I think that Jay told me there are 4,000 plus songs in our local songs. Our local shows are hosted by local musicians, mm-hmm. and we're going to be adding songs from the CD that you just brought us. The name of the CD is?
It's The Crew. It's just titled The Crew, and it's our first release under The Crew.
Well, I know that our music director will be talking to you, Brian, and bringing you back in. We look forward to having you. Folks, don't miss Brian tomorrow, James Suggs, the whole crew, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, free jazz jam, and then again at Suncoast Jazz Festival. And we hope to have more conversations with the crew.
Yeah.
I think we'll get James Suggs and you in here next time.
Okay, we'll bring us on. We'll have some fun.